Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons of things to get into, even though we don't really have much real sports to talk about. We did have a UFC event take place. We have had some four-legged athletes get out there and do some things on the horse track for us, but quite frankly, the sports world has slowed down immensely. The world has slowed down immensely. So, you know what? We're going to kind of just talk to you about what we see through our eyes right now in the world, sports-wise, as well as just literally what's happening before our very own eyes. And quite frankly, gets a little worse, I think, before it gets better, partially because we're very impatient as Americans in general. We want to be able to do things all the time and never have to stop and wait and just look around. Quite frankly, I notice this when I'm on the tennis courts, and that's one place you can social distance a little bit. And people are waiting for you to get on the courts, and they're literally watching their clocks, watching every minute that you're playing. So we're in a crazy time, people. We really are in a crazy time. And you got to be aware of your surroundings. You got to be aware of the situation. And just make sure that you're protecting yourself at all costs, to be quite honest with you. But I do have a lot to get into. On the other side, when we come back from a break, we will have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, join us. So interested to hear what's going on with him in Canada and how he sees the world right now.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. I would be Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We've got John Poulter on the phone coming to us all the way from Canada. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. John Poulter, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Very good, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, another day in this quarantine life, this COVID-19. Get through like everybody else. Obviously, they are struggling to find work, mostly here in the U.S. We've lost a lot of jobs, and you know what? We're going through something right now that I hope in the end will only make us better, will make us stronger, and will make us smarter. But with that being said, and things about along those lines, you have these just trying to figure out a baseball back at some point here, June, maybe July. I got to tell you, the more I think about it, the more that I've been contemplating the need for sports, I understand it, I get it, but the more that I think about it in my head, John, it's incredibly dangerous, it's incredibly irresponsible, and I just think we have to wait till we have more data, we have more information, and we know how to combat what's coming at us right now. When we don't really have much information, we don't have much data, and quite frankly, we got no clue what we're doing. And that goes for the scientists, the doctors, everybody. We got no clue what we're doing and what we're dealing with at this moment in time. How in the hell do we bring back sports, John?
Great question. And quite frankly, I don't think we could. I don't think we should. How do you preach to the public, stay X number of feet apart, and regardless of the fact that whether there's fans in the stands or not, how do you allow baseball players, hockey players, basketball players, football players to be out playing a game where clearly they're going to be within 6 feet of each other? I mean, that's the nature of the game. Every game has offense and defense, and when you're defending, you got to be within 6 feet of a guy. There's nobody in the NBA or the NFL big enough to stand 6 feet away from a guy and guard him properly. So clearly they got to be within that zone. I don't know how you send a message out to the people to be careful and be 6 feet away from the guy next door to you when you're both out cutting your grass, yet you're allowing athletes to be out there tackling each other, guarding each other. I just don't think it's possible. And, you know, an interesting comment, I was in the local drugstore yesterday picking up a prescription, and I was having a chat with the pharmacist just about the general situation. And his comment to me, and this is a mature man, this is not a kid right out of college, he was saying to me that, you know, he now believes that there's a theory that, you know, maybe 6 feet isn't the right distance. This stuff can actually carry more than 6 feet. So if, in fact, that is true and we see some amendments to these guidelines down the road and it becomes more than 6 feet, that to me is an indication that we're not moving forwards in conquering this issue. We're moving backwards. And having said that, to start sports again, I think, would be a tremendous mistake.
I agree. Mike, why don't you jump on in, give us your input, and just look, it's a tough time for all of us. And I know you're a guy that likes to report games, report on games, be at games. I mean, I know you're on the same page as us, but quite frankly, you know, last week I said no sports till at least 2021. By the day, I feel like I'm going to be more right than wrong. And I don't think we can come back safely, Mike. I just don't see how we do it.
No, I don't see it either. I mean, I've been saying the same thing for a very long time, and it almost feels like, I mean, you and I have been saying the same thing for a very long time, and it almost seems like it falls on deaf ears, that people don't want to buy into it, they don't believe it. But I absolutely agree, you know, with you, John, as well, that look, there is no way that you can guarantee that the social distancing part of sports can be achieved. And, you know, I've also said several times on this show, the virus is going to let us know when it's time to get back to our new normal, or what we perceived as our normal before all the chaos ensued. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, Andy, you're right. You know, we got to show patience. And I don't know that we can, because we haven't done it so far. I mean, we got states opening up that haven't even met the government guideline for reopening, and they're still opening up. And we're starting to open up stuff here in Arizona, and I just shake my head, guys. I really do, because you only go around this planet once. And if someone is not gonna, if someone's gonna put that in jeopardy, I have no problem staying home from games. I have no problem watching, if there are games, I have no problem watching games on TV, in the comfort of my own home where I know I'm safe. I mean, I know it sounds kind of like a wuss thing to say, but I'm not willing to take a chance on my own health, and I know you guys aren't either.
Look, I'm going to just say this, and I don't know how John feels, and we got to get his perspective on this, because quite frankly, you know, we talk about this lockdown, this shutdown type thing. I got news for you, man. I'm sorry, but I really disagree with everybody here, or not everybody, but a lot of people that complain about being locked down or shut down. We were never shut down. We were never on a lockdown. Because sporting events and big gathering things weren't happening, they just were no longer an option. But I'm telling you right now, nothing's really changed here. People are out and about. I'm going out in a way. I'm not going in crowded places, but am I trying to find a tennis court to play tennis on? You bet, man. Am I trying to be outside? You bet. So I guess that I just have a real problem with what a lockdown is and what a shutdown is, because I don't feel like we've been that way. John, have you been that way in Canada? Have they literally had you on lockdown, or is it more like they're trying to make us be responsible freaking adults, man, and just listen and do things a little bit different? I don't feel like my freedoms or anything have actually been taken away. John, what say you, and what's the situation there in Canada?
Well, it's pretty much the way that you're describing, Andy. There hasn't been a lockdown per se. You know, I'm allowed to leave my own house. I've been asked, as has every citizen of Ontario, to be careful when they're out there. You know, practice social distancing, which is in Canada is 2 meters, which is approximately 6 feet away from anybody that's not in your own household. we've been restricted. The only way we've really been restricted is in that we can't have gatherings of more than five. And a friend of mine jokingly made the comment the other day that, you know, I guess if there's six people in your family and you're the one that's excluded, you know whether you're the unpopular one or not. But, you know, realistically, it hasn't been that tough. It's been a little frustrating because, you know, when you go to a store, you're picking stuff up from a bin outside or on a table outside the store as opposed to going into the store. You're ordering a lot of stuff online. A lot of the stores that you normally would shop at and are now allowing you to pick up curbside is the expression that's being used here. They're waiving the curbside fees and this kind of stuff. So everybody's trying to get through this. I mean, the businesses don't want to close down any more than we want to see the businesses close down. So everybody's trying to do it. Have we been locked down the way that some countries have locked people in? No, we haven't. But it is frustrating that you have to think about everything before you go out. You know, before you go out to the grocery store, you've got to think about when you turn the corner on that aisle. You want to make sure that you don't run into somebody coming the other way. When you turn around in the grocery store, you want to make sure that the person behind you isn't right behind you, kind of thing. So it is making us more aware, and it's a little frustrating. It's taking some getting used to. I think we're starting to adjust to it now. But, yeah, as you point out, you know, the world is different and probably is going to be different on an ongoing basis going forward. So we have to get used to it, and at some point in time we'll find out what these new norms are, and some of them probably are not going to be to our liking, but we have to go live along with them.
I agree. Well said, John Poulter. All right, we got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation about the world in which we live right now and how it's affecting the sports world. And quite frankly, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about the UFC event that took place. And look, somebody had COVID-19 there, but the show must go on, I guess. So we'll continue the conversation with John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
That's right, baby. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson alongside me, my tag team partner in crime. We are talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We do appreciate you checking us out on SB Nation Radio. We appreciate you checking us however you may be listening to us. Call us. Let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Before I talk to you guys a little bit about the UFC event that obviously took place, and they had their own issues with somebody testing positive for COVID-19, and we break all that stuff down and what we think of that. John, you said something that kind of inspired me to tell you guys about this, and I am adjusting extremely well to this new normal, I'll be honest with you. And you said something that I did the other day. I ordered a pair of shoes. I did it on – I'm going to give them a shameless plug. They're not paying me for this, but I'm going to give them a shameless plug anyway. I go to dickssportinggoods.com. I order my shoes, right? I go and I call them as soon as I get there. Boom. They walk right outside. They give me the curbside delivery. I go on my merry way. I'll be honest with you, man. This new style of living, fellas, is completely easy. As long as you know what you need to have or what you're going to get and they can just bring it out to you, I got news for you. I don't mind not being around people that much. Do I like talking to people? Do I like talking to you guys? Do I like seeing you guys? Absolutely. But quite frankly, the new lifestyle, it's extremely easy, and I think as soon as you accept it, the better off you're going to be and just realize that things aren't changing. This is the way the new normal is going to be. And if you can do that, if you can go to a store and know what you want, order it online, and go pick it up, man, oh, man, I'm telling you what, it was incredibly easy. I had no hassles. I already paid for stuff. Boom, they bring it out to me. I go home. I don't know. I'm adjusting extremely well, fellas. So that's my story with exactly what you were talking about with the curbside stuff, John. And I found it to be easy. Have either one of you guys done anything like that yet? John, you first.
Well, we've done it with groceries and kind of had mixed reactions to that. We tried it with two different arms of the same chain, and ironically, the experience has been totally different. One is great. You click your order, or they call it click and collect, and you go on, you place your order online, you pay for it with a credit card, they give you an appointed time that's usually about a 60-minute window. You go and you park in one of the pre-marked spots, you call a telephone number, you tell them you're here, you're in parking spot number 4, whatever the case may be, they bring it out, you lift the trunk up, they throw it in the trunk, and away you go. The other experience was a little bit more frustrating and isn't one I will use again. Same process, except when you get to the store, instead of calling and having them bring it to your car, you go to the front of the store and they tell you to get at the back of the customer lineup to even enter the store, which to me takes away the whole benefit of doing this ordering online. I found that very frustrating. I found it a little Unnerving, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. I could have been in the store and around the store in less time than I waited to get in the store. So that's one I won't be doing again. At the end of the day, you know, if it's something that you know what you want, and you know, that's fine. Would I buy a suit that way? Absolutely not. Would I buy a pair of running shoes that way? Yes. I ordered a set of dishwasher tabs yesterday from the local appliance store, and I'm going to pick them up tomorrow morning. So, you know, if you know what you're buying, I think it's great, and it's probably just the same as ordering something from Amazon. If you know what you're buying, do so, but, you know, you wouldn't buy a suit from Amazon. You wouldn't buy a shirt from Amazon unless you'd had that brand and that size and that style before. So much the same thing, but it's certainly going to change the way we look at things. There's no question about that.
I agree. Mike, have you had any experiences one way or the other?
You know, not really one way or the other. You know, the other day I was ordering stuff off of Nike. You know, I was telling you about that, Dorf, and I didn't have any problems with that, you know, ordering stuff. And John, I've had the same, my wife and I have done the same thing with groceries, you know, and both times that we've done it, we haven't had, you know, a big problem, other than I think the first time the lady went to the wrong car that we, that was parked next to us. But, you know, no big problems. And Andy, you and I think alike on many things, and this is just one of many, but you just got to be able to roll with the punches, man. I mean, these people that are like, I got to get out and get my hair cut or get my nails done, or, you know, I'm like, look, my daughter does her own nails from time to time, and she's doing that, you know, a lot these days. She's able to roll with the punches, and she's only 20 years old. So, you know, if a 20-year-old college kid can roll with the punches, most people can roll. I would think most people can roll with the punches. But, you know, look, it's different. I guess different strokes for different folks, but it's just crazy that that we just have people that think their rights are being, you know, walked all over, and, you know, they need to storm state houses to get their attention. I mean, they look like 6-year-olds who didn't get ice cream for after dinner when they do that kind of stuff to me. So,
right.
You know,
hey,
it is what it is, but like I said, you just got to be able to roll with the punches.
Yeah, and speaking of rolling with the punches, great segue, my friend. UFC has the show continue even though somebody tests positive and they get the guy positive for COVID-19. They get the guy out of there and the event takes place. I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is wrong. I'm gonna lean on the side of more wrong than right, probably. I guess where I'm really at is I think this is irresponsible of Dana White. If I'm a fighter fighting underneath him, I understand that this is how you make your living. I get it, guys, but I think that at a certain point you have to step up to what's going on and say, look, I question what we're doing and whether it's right or wrong. So I guess my question to you guys is, do you think the UFC is acting responsibly or irresponsibly? John, you first.
Not a big follower of it, Andy, but I did read the write-up this morning. You're talking about the one in Jacksonville, I assume, that was yesterday or Friday that they played without fans.
Yep.
I think it's wrong. If I can't visit with you and have a coffee with you and be closer than 6 feet to you across the table in a bar, I struggle to understand how two guys can stand there and punch each other and have blood all over the place and then consider it safe. I think it's a terrible double standard. I understand these guys are making the living, but so is the guy that flips hamburgers at McDonald's, and he's not working right now because McDonald's isn't open to the public. So I'm not really sure why these guys are different. I think it's a huge mistake. If we can't play hockey and baseball, I'm not sure why we're allowed to have this street fighting going on. But for some reason or other, they're getting away with it, and I'm kind of surprised that the state and federal authorities have not come in and put their foot down, quite frankly, because they've been doing that everywhere else. I mean, we saw the NBA shut down because there was one case, and here we have guys bleeding all over the place, and we have a guy diagnosed with it yesterday, and the show goes on. Frankly, I don't get it.
I don't either, Mike. I mean, I'm going to assume you're on the same page, my friend.
Yeah, I'm exactly on the same page. And, you know, John mentions, like, I don't get it how the state can, you know, sanction this and stuff. But you got to remember, we're talking about Florida. Yep. Okay. There's a lot of things that go on. There's a lot of things that go on in Florida that the rest of us just kind of scratch our head and go, it's like looking at the redheaded stepchild kind of thing and just going, are you out of your mind? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing this for? So, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. And you know what? I'm not going to feel sorry for Dana White if there is among his fighters, like a COVID, you know, a little breakout among his fighters, because he is responsible for these guys' health at the end of the day, to me, because he's putting them in harm's way, putting them sitting there socking each other, like John said, blood everywhere. So it's just one of those things where you just shake your head and, you know, you just kind of go, okay, I mean, that's them and that's what they want to do. But it makes you appreciate what the other professional leagues are doing. They're still not back. They're still not comfortable. You know, Mark Cuban's not comfortable at all. Letting his guys just back into the practice facility for the Dallas Mavericks. So you just gotta, like I said, you just gotta scratch your head and just wonder what Dana White is thinking.
John, as always, it's a true pleasure talking to you and doing it long distance style these days more often than not. But in all honesty, we love talking to you. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. And by the way, guys, WWE is also going on in Florida. So, hey, another great thing happening in Florida. Anyways, we've got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue to rap about the sports world as we know it today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list. But I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
See what I mean?
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Manaea winds and works, and the 3-1 is a swing and a fly ball sent to right field. Pretty well hit. Laureano back. He turns, and he will watch it go. Yandy Diaz with an opposite field home run. Manaea with a set. And a 2-1 on the way. And a swing and a ball hit pretty well to center field. Hit really well to center field and gone. Crushed. To straightaway center, well up into the batter's eye, above the Holy Toledo side. A two-run blast for Garcia, and the Rays up the lead to 3-0.
In the air, right center field, Yelich on the run, and he makes the catch. Christian Yelich coming up with it, and Pujols racing back, and he's doubled off at second. Christian Yelich with a tremendous play in the gap. Turns it into a double play. And he swings and lifts one in the air to deep center field. And going back is Acuna reaching up. Can't get it off the top of the wall and gone. And there's the first hit of the series for Christian Yelich. His 19th bomb of the year.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Smoking hot.
Highlights. Lowlights. Replays. That's about all we got these days, people. So I enjoy hearing the calls. I don't know about you, but I love listening to those old calls. I'd like to hear some new calls, too, believe me. Trust me on that one. But health, fair compensation, that's pretty much what's on Major League Baseball players' minds right now. And I know they're trying to work out a deal to bring baseball back in general, Mike. They're also going to have to work out a deal on how everybody gets compensated, and they need to figure out a healthy way to do this. Quite frankly, my friend, I just don't know how you get it done. I think sports need to take a break until 2021, and then we need to figure out how to live in this crazy world that we have right now. And you know what? You can call me crazy. You can call me insane. You can tell me I can live in a box my whole freaking life. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me. I'm just going to tell you this. I will not put myself and I will not put anybody that I love and care about in harm's way moving forward, people. So have a problem with me, call me up and let's debate it. 1-800-878-7529 or hit me up on Twitter like you can do for Mike Wilson at Pigskin Opinion. You can do the same for me at Dorf on Sports. Mike, but health and compensation is what's on Major League Baseball players' minds right now. And quite frankly, I don't blame them, man.
Well, let's get one thing out of the way. I mean, one, you are crazy, but I mean, that's a whole different show for a whole different time. And two, you know, that it should be the only thing on these players' minds in terms of getting back on the field is their health. You know, the compensation, the money, that will come. That will get figured out. The money aspect always gets figured out, but we're dealing with something, and you know this, and all the smart, intelligent people out there know this. We're dealing with something that we haven't dealt with before. This is not the flu. This is not like getting in car wrecks. This is not, you know, anything like that. This is something we don't have a vaccine for. This is something that can be passed fairly easily when you're among a bunch of people, and baseball players, NBA players, NFL players, they all have the same concerns. They want to keep themselves healthy, because if you don't have your health, you don't have squat, you don't have anything. So hopefully they can, you know, they can come to some agreement with this. But at the end of the day, just, you know, you and I have been saying this, you know, we'll say it till we're blue in the face, I guess, but I don't see how they get this done. I mean, they should just put a little asterisk next to the 2020 season and just say, you know, season was canceled or whatever. NBA needs to cancel it. I don't know what the NBA is thinking at all. But baseball, you know, I just don't see how they can how they can do this. I mean, you got 25, 26 guys on a squad, active roster squad. You're going to put 25, 26 guys in, you know, in the dugout. You know, you got all the other staff, all the other coaches. I don't know, man. I mean, I understand why they're doing it, because of money, and they want to get they want to get some TV revenue, and I get that. But you can't put another person's health in danger just because, you know, there's money at stake. You just can't do it.
You know, it's interesting because I've been watching a lot of different things, obviously, because we've got so much time. Netflix has become my best friend. But truth be told, you know, I'm finding myself watching the international baseball right now. You know, the baseball right. from Taiwan.
The Korean.
The Korean League, the Taiwan stuff. Are you watching any of that? Do you find it interesting at all? The Dinos, have you checked them out at all?
I have not checked it out. I mean, I have seen highlights, you know, the Sports Center is just, they're drooling just over Korean baseball and Taiwanese baseball, which is, I just find kind of funny. Not that it's not good baseball, but it's just, they're dying just for highlights and content. But, you know, I get it, in terms of what ESPN's trying to do, but I just, to me, look, I don't know. I don't know what to say in terms of interest in Korean baseball. I mean, I get why people would find it interesting because it's something to watch instead of reruns from, you know, 1965, you know, Game 7 World Series or whatever. But it just is what it is to me. And like you said, Netflix, you know, I changed my relationship status on Facebook. You know, from it's complicated to, you know, it's Netflix. That's the name of the game there. So, yeah.
You know, but hey, let me ask you this now. Moving on to things and just in general, it's just the way it is. By the way, you can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfond Sports. And again, SB Nation Radio people, let's hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. You know, I'm listening to the plan of attack. You know, you talked a little bit earlier about Mark Cuban, and he doesn't feel comfortable bringing guys back. And, you know, I'm looking at the way that they have to bring people back to their facilities. I'm sorry, man, but I don't think that this is going to be comfortable. I don't think that you can do. I just don't see how it works. You know, you can have four people there. You can have one coach. You can have this, that, and the other. It just makes things so difficult because you don't know what somebody else may or may not have. And you can test somebody one day, and then the next day they could contract the virus. So there's too much uncertainty. And quite frankly,
right.
I don't see this being a lot of fun. I don't see this being – how do you build that team camaraderie? How do you do things that you would normally do in this environment, Mike? You just can't do it. So, you know, I'm looking at how they're laying things out, and I'm saying to myself that's no fun. That just sucks. Why? I'd rather not do it than do it that way, I guess is my point.
Right. And I agree wholeheartedly. You know, the coronavirus, you know, it kills people and it kills, you know, team chemistry at the same time. Like you said, you're going to have four people there, one coach. You know, one day you bring in another four, another coach.
You
got to
bring your own ball for crying out loud. Like, this is like going to the park. This is like going to the park and playing a pickup game, man. I'm sorry, but this just doesn't freaking work. Sorry.
No, it doesn't. And no, it's fine. Look, it's like going to the park and playing a pickup game against yourself. Like, you know, it's no fun. It doesn't work. And I don't like that, you know, there's some states that are, you know, they're opening up and, you know, some teams are going to get, a little bit of training in possibly, you know, before other teams. And, you know, Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, said, look, it's only fair to open up the facilities at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, none of
sense.
This, you know, yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, it makes no sense, you know, if the California teams can practice before the Cowboys or the Raiders or even our Cardinals out here in Phoenix, so or Glendale, I should say. So, I don't know how all this works. And look, I just saw that the French Open is going to be held without fans, possibly held without fans in 2020. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. So, I'm with you, man. And we could say that we agree till the cows come home, but maybe we just take a timeout from sports the rest of 2020.
You know, it's interesting that you just mentioned that about the French Open, because I find that really extremely difficult as well. And you know me, man, I'm a tennis guy. I try to play as much as possible. And when I think about the dynamics of tennis and how many international players there are and how they would have to get to these events, it's similar to golf. But I would say with golf, the difference is, and I don't know the case with these professional tennis players, but in golf guys' cases, a lot of them have their own private jet, or a couple, two or three of them would take a jet to get somewhere. I don't know if that's what they'll have to practice doing that for the tennis players. But in general, flights right now, more difficult, right? It just in general. So the dynamics of everything right now, I'm sorry, but I just don't know. I don't know how you make sense of it all, I guess is what I'm really trying to say. And it's a sad, true situation that we're going through. And, you know, as Scott says, it's all about the damn money. And I agree, but we do need money to make the world go around too. So at some point, we do need to find a balance, and we have to find a happy medium. But like you've said, Mike, we don't control this thing. It controls us. And the more that we continue to disobey the way that we need to live, unfortunately, it's not going away. And I don't think it ever really goes away. So quite frankly, I just don't think any of these sports can come back. And you would think it makes our job difficult. But the hypotheticals that we talk about on a week-in and week-out basis, my friend, are somewhat intriguing, to be honest with you. And, you know, sooner than later, they will figure things out and they will put things back. It's just going to be in a much different way. And I think that that's what everybody's fighting right now is, how do we bring this back, and how do we bring this back the same way? You can't do it, Mike. You just don't bring it back the same way.
No, it's not going to be the same. And, you know, the way people are dealing with this kind of change makes you wonder if they're ever going to be able to deal with the way that, you know, the college football or the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, or, you know, what NHL, if those fans are going to be able to deal with it, because they're going to have to change their behavior. And the older you get, the tougher it is to change your behavior, because you've been doing the same thing for so long. Making personal changes like that are tough.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, it's like, all these guys, I don't know if you do know this, we all know this, all of these athletes, they have all these crazy, weird routines that they have, just beliefs that they have. They have to have a certain pair of shoes that they wear. They have to have a certain type of gum that they chew. They have to have a certain type of bird seed that they're chomping on. And I'm kidding about the bird seed. Obviously, it's sunflower seeds. But you get my point, man. It's like all these people are such creatures of habit. We're all creatures of habit. And I think that that's why we're all struggling with everything that's going on so badly and so miserably, is because we're used to things being done a certain way. We're used to living a certain way. Well, you know what? Times are changing, people, and so must you. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Works for me.
That's right, baby. Everything works for me. Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Appreciate you checking us out on SB Nation Radio, wherever you may be. We appreciate you checking us out. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Again, Mike, it's crazy. Each and every week we do this, and the time just kind of flies by, even though we're not really talking about games being played today, sports happening in this world right now. It's just not happening. But we somehow figure out a way to make the time go by pretty quickly. And quite frankly, even though nothing's really happening on the fields, we do have all kinds of things happening in the NFL and other leagues, obviously trying to get themselves back into position. I want you to think about this, and we'll talk about this on the other side because I don't know if I have enough time right now. But, you know, the NFL comes out with their schedules, and, you know, they have some opportunity to, you know, have some wiggle room and things like that if things don't get started right away. But always a great day for people when the NFL schedule comes out, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's always a fun day. You get to see who plays where, and, you know, especially with Tom Brady moving to Tampa Bay and seeing where they're going, where they're playing, who they're playing, you know, all that kind of thing it's always fun. And then, you know, all the Cardinal fans seem to be in a pretty good mood about the schedule, but, you know, it is what it is. But it gives us something to talk about, which is the goal for everybody here.
Well, and it's funny because it's also when everybody starts making their predictions, right? About what they think their team is going to do. And then you have all the homers and everybody coming out with these crazy bold predictions like, you know, Cardinals a fan thinking their team's going to go 12-4 or something like that. It's just, hey, you know what? You got to dream. You got to think big. And you know what? That's something that my mom always taught me, to be quite honest with you. And speaking of that, I do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Very, very special to spend that day with your mom today. So we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. Hour number two will be on the horizon. That means hour number one is in the books. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As coronavirus hotspots erupted around U.S. meatpacking plants, experts are criticizing extremely tight working conditions that make the factories natural high-risk contagion locations. Midwestern politicians are pointing the finger at workers' living conditions as well, suggesting very crowded homes bear much of the blame. A federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Sunday services. The ruling from the Eastern District of Kentucky sided with the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Nicholasville, but applies to all places of worship around the Commonwealth. Two other federal judges, including U.S. District Judge David Hale, had previously ruled the ban was constitutional. Also on Friday, Hale of Kentucky's Western District granted Maryville Baptist Church an injunction allowing in-person services at that specific church, provided it abide by public health requirements. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Of all the shortages created by the coronavirus pandemic, the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer and the bottled water, the oddest of them seems to be dogs and cats, too. That's right. The New York City area, the epicenter of the disease, there's a run on pets, at least the adopted or foster kind. Muddy Paws Rescue and Best Friends Animal Society are reporting shelters that they work with are either all out or almost out of cats and dogs after a surge in applications over the last 2 weeks. The run on pet seems to extend beyond New York. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said their Los Angeles office saw a 70% increase in animals going into foster care, and Best Friends said many of the shelters in Washington, D.C. are reporting the same phenomena. Little Richard, a founding father and pioneer of rock and roll, has passed away at the age of 87. His son, Danny Penniman, confirmed the death to Rolling Stone magazine. A cause of death remains unknown. Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman, known for his flamboyant performing style in hits like Tootie Fruity, Long Tall Sally, and Good Golly Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly!
His musical influence was everywhere and touched artists such as the Beatles, who re-recorded several of his songs, including Long Tall Sally. Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and Bill Haley also covered his music. Many young British musicians such as the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart all credited him as an influence. For USA Radio News...
Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and of course... maybe even good evening, because as we know, it's probably 5 o'clock p.m. somewhere, Mike Wilson. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another one. Get at us. Let's conversate. Let's talk about the world in which we live. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on that Twitter as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And man, oh man, Mike, on the other side, just so you know and all of us know, we'll have our good friend Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, come on, talk to us about what's going on with him and kind of what he's been up to. And actually, I saw something really cool that we're going to have to talk to him about, Mike. I'll fill you in real quick. Back in the day, we're having a little go at it. To be honest with you, and he Mike Cameron hit 4 home runs a game, and he was going for his 5th, didn't get it. Booney opens the game up with a two run shot. Cameron comes right back after him with a one shot, a solo shot. So we'll have to talk to him a little about that, and we'll just kind of talk to him about the days when he was playing in general. All right. I guess we got to take that pause for the cause. I didn't realize, but we will. We'll have Brett Boone on the other side, former Major League Baseball player, like I said. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Attention self-employed individuals, 1099 independent contractors, and small business owners. If you missed the first round of funding from the Coronavirus Relief Program, you now have a second chance. But do not delay. Funds are limited and you need to take action right now. Thanks to new federal funding, you can receive an advance of up to $10,000 deposited directly into your bank account without ever talking to a bank. We're SBAQuick.com, and we're here to help. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 to speak with a representative and learn if you or your small business qualify for funding. There's no obligation and no banks to deal with, so don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive. That's 888-SBA-NOW-8 or visit SBAQuick.com. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Alonso drives one deep left center, headed toward the wall. That ball is out of here. Number 46 for Pete Alonso, tied with Trout no more. He's got the major league lead. He drives this one down the line, toward the wall. It's out of here. Second of the night for Pete Alonso, number 47.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. As always, Mike Wilson hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. We are now going to hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player who joins us on a frequent basis. As we know his accolades, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, three-time All-Star. And you know what? I want to start this out, Brett, by saying – we got to talk about that special day at the yard with you and Mike Cameron from the old school, man. That was – I was watching that video, man, and that was just so freaking cool. Good morning, Brett. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, Andy? Mike? That was pretty cool. Well, I told Cameron all the time. I said, eventually I'm going to switch the script, and I'm going to be the one that hit four that day. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, so the game opens up. You hit a two-run shot. Cameron comes up right behind you. He hits a home run, right? And you guys kind of had a little something going on that day, didn't you?
Yeah. So we come up in the same inning, and I hit another one, and he hits another one. And, you know, at this point, you're kind of looking at each other like, you know, we didn't know it never happened before. But I come up my third at bat, punch out, he hits another one. Now I'm looking at him going, "What's?" He's got three solo shots. I come up my next at bat, I strike out again. He hits another one. He's got four solo shots. And then, you know, set the stage, my last at bat, I walk. And Cammy, you know, Cammy's up there, and I'm going, this is unbelievable already. He's got four. I'm thinking, you can't hit five. No one's ever hit five.
Right.
And, you know, I think I told you in the story, I believe, I always want to try to get my facts right, but I think it was Pauly Conerco at first. And Cammy gets to the 3-0 count. And it was a blowout game. And I just looked at him, and I just kind of said, you know, because 3-0 in a blowout game, you never come out of your shoes. And I just said, if there's ever an exception to the rule, it's right here. He said, I agree. And Cammy took the 3-0 pitch down the middle. And then 3-1 kind of takes a pretty good rip. And then 3-2, he smokes the ball to the wall. I knew it when he hit it. I knew it wasn't going to go out. But he tempted it. It was pretty awesome. Unbelievable thing. You know, it made me feel bad. I had two homers and four ribbies, and I felt like I was chopped liver that day.
It's crazy. Go ahead, Mike.
Now, Brett, good morning. Hope all is well with you and yours. And, you know, look, Andy and I were talking about this earlier with Major League Baseball and how it's just we don't see how they can come back this season and almost any sport. Are you still of the mindset that Major League Baseball is going to be played this season, yes or no?
Yes, I am. I just think, you know, and the more we go down this road, it's such a more intricate there's just so many details that people don't really think about. Not only do you have to change the season from, you know, maybe 162 games to 81 games, but you got to get all the guys back into town. There are so many things that go on behind the scenes. You got to think about, you know, and I was thinking about this and I was talking to my dad about it. If there's not a minor league season, you still have to have all your reserves ready and they have to be active. So if you go on the average of every major league team every year needs 20 pitchers, let's say. Well, you break camp with 12. You got to have 8 in reserve. So those 8 in reserve can't just be sitting at home if there's no minor league season. They need to be active. So they need somebody to play with. They need to be inter-squatting. They need to be having input in game situations. So at the big league level, when they're called upon, they're ready. You got to also figure 8 of those pitchers in reserve, 2 of those guys are going to get hurt. So you're going to have reserves for the reserves. Basically, you're going to have a backup unit at your, you know, spring training site makes the most sense. But you're going to have a full squad of 25 guys that can be constantly playing and being, you know, you can't just be sitting at home throwing bullpens and be called to pitch in Dodger Stadium tomorrow night. You got to be in active pitching situations where you're getting your reps. So it's a little more complicated than it sounds of just throwing a team out there. But I think logistically they can get it done. They've got a lot of capable people. I think what you see going on right now, and this is all just speculation, just from when I was a player and what goes on behind the scenes, they're talking right now about money and what the owners are losing because of this and how it's going to be fair. You know, how can they distribute that to the players? You know, if the owner's got to take a hit, well, the players have got to take a hit. And they're just trying to bounce the numbers back and forth. I can only imagine. Like I said, I'm not on these calls. I don't know exactly what's going on, but that's what I think it's about, is getting a fair number for the players versus the owners. And if the owners are going to make X amount of dollars, well, then that transcends, that goes down to the players and what they're going to take as far as a hit. So it sounds easy to do, but it gets a little complicated behind the scenes when you're in that room negotiating.
I think it's extremely complicated. That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League second baseman, during his time. And, I want it to come back the same way that you do. And I think everybody wants it to come back. I just feel like the dynamics of the whole situation are incredibly difficult. Is it the same for baseball players to go out there and play in 20 or 25% capacity? You know, is it fair for how they have to go back into playing, where there's probably going to have to limit the amount of players that are going to be there at a certain time? I just feel like the dynamics of bringing things back right now is incredibly difficult. It's kind of scary at the same time. And I feel like everybody is kind of searching for the right way to do this. Whoever is the first one to do it, they better hope it works out well. And, you know, the way it sounds, Major League Baseball would be that first one, or I guess the NBA, but I would think that the NBA is seriously contemplating just saying, you know what, the season's over and let's hope we can get back to it next year. And I'm already hearing from them that they may have the games next year without fans in the stands. So I think that no matter what, this is not a quick fix, Brett, no matter what. This is a long time this is a long time change for us in how we go about going to games in the future and how we live our daily lives, quite frankly.
Well, I think so too, but I also think we've got to be careful on getting ourselves out there too far and projecting 6, 8, 10 months from now. You know, I'm thinking from a logical standpoint is, let's look a month out, see how it looks, and then in a month we reevaluate how we proceed in the following month. That seems to me, if I'm trying to think as rationally as I can, how to do it, and not just, oh, we're, you know, 6 months from now, this is how it's going to be, and let's see where we're at in 6 months. I think from an NBA standpoint, I'm on board with you just because of the seasons and how they overlap, and baseball is going to be overlapping football. You can't have the NBA overlapping football as well. So I think they're in a tougher seat because of just where their season falls. From a baseball standpoint, I think football is looking at baseball, going, if baseball opens up, you know, that puts us on time for our season. But I agree with you, it's not as easy as it looks. And this is just, like I said, this is a layman point of view from an ex-baseball player, trying to put myself into the current player and what they're thinking. You also got to think about the owners. They have a product, a billion-dollar product. You don't just roll that out. You've got to roll it out correctly. You got to roll it out safely. You got to check all the boxes. And when it comes to the fans, it's something that the fans can roll with, not just say, oh, this is ridiculous. But the fans have to buy into it, saying, you know what, they did the best they could with the circumstances, and I'd rather have 81 games than 162. You know, then you're going to get to the purist fans that at the end of the season, are they going to want to put an asterisk? Well, they won, but it was only 81 games. So you've got that argument too. I'm sure there's test groups going on right now, how the fans are perceiving it. Because at the end of the day, it's a billion-dollar industry. You got to put the fans at the forefront, and what they want is, I think you've really got to consider how you roll it out. If the fans want it, you bring it to them. Because
I agree. We got to take a little break.
That's how we take it. It's the fans. The fans are in charge.
No, I agree. The fans are in charge. I totally agree with that. I mean, 40 or 50% of the revenue comes from those fans being in the stands. So it's extremely important to the economy of all sports. I know we got to take a break. We'll continue the conversation with Brett Boone on the other side, former Major League Baseball second baseman. It is on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's what I play for. I play for my teammates. I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing. So they can do what they want to do.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that too.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in. Thank you for those comments, LeBron James. We appreciate them. And quite frankly, I understand it. I get it. We are continuing our conversation with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his time. And obviously, you can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And you are hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You know, Brett, you said something to me, or you said something to us during the conversation there in the last segment that kind of got me to thinking about the dynamics of everything. So I'm curious as to what we all think. Is it easier to bring back a sport that has to be held in an arena where it's enclosed, or would it be maybe easier, and this isn't in all cases, but obviously some baseball parks are outdoors. So is it easier to bring one back over the other, or is it still the same kind of a hurdle that we're dealing with, Brett?
Well, I think obviously the outdoor arenas, and pretty much every Major League Baseball stadium is an outdoor arena with the exception of a couple, Tampa Bay, which
right.
is a dome, but the rest of them are either outdoors or retractable roofs that can be open. So, of course, being outdoors from what I'm hearing, like I said, I don't want to get into this coronavirus. I'm far from an expert on this. I'm no different than everybody out there listening. You know, I'm listening to what doctors say. From what I'm hearing, it makes perfect sense that it's better to be outdoors in the fresh air. So obviously baseball is different than an enclosed dome arena. That being said, I think safety is going to be at the forefront, you know, when these guys reopen. And from a player standpoint, I have an obligation to do my job. And when the doctors and my sport tell me it's safe to go and let's go, whether there's fans in the stands or not, if those fans are overwhelmingly sitting there going, you know what, maybe at first I can't go to the game, but I can watch every night on TV. I can watch my Cubs. I can watch my Brewers, whoever your team may be, and that's what they want. As an athlete, I feel obligated to give them what they want. That's my job. And if doctors say it's safe to do it, the fans are happy within the beginning watching it on TV, that's what I'm going to do as a player.
I got to say, I like the two teams that you chose. Mike is the Cubs fan, and you know me, I'm a Brewer fan. So I can appreciate that angle that you just took. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Brett, you know, I'm going to ask you.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to ask you a non-COVID-19 kind of question here, but
look. COVID expert
now. Right. we're all experts right. On everything these days, aren't we? But go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Right. Now, look, Bryce Harper comes out and he gets asked a question about Major League Baseball doesn't want to have their players in the Olympics, and he calls it dumb. Is he right on that, or what's your thought on Major League Baseball players in the Olympics?
Who called it dumb?
Bryce Harper.
Well, I mean, Bryce can have whatever opinion he wants. Far from dumb, I think. Once again, this is something, years ago when they started this, we're going to mic you up, and I'd wear a mic during batting practice or during the game. And I was very resistant to it at first, going, no, I don't want what I'm saying. I don't want somebody in the truck listening to what I'm saying on the field, in private. As I got a little bit older and started to look at things differently, I said, this is really cool for a fan to hear what's going on the field, what we talk about when we don't think we're mic'd up. That's a really cool insight. I see the managers being interviewed in the seventh inning of a postseason game, and I thought, no, this isn't a time for the fans to hear what's going on. But if I look at it now from a fan's perspective, how cool is that? So I've really become a fan-first guy as an athlete. It's like, these are the guys that watch our games. These are the guys that cheer for me every night. These are the guys that buy my jersey. I've got to consider them first and foremost. So I disagree with what Bryce Harper says. He has his opinion. Once again, it's an easy formula for me now. If that's what the people want, if that's what the people that come to the games and watch me and buy a ticket or buy the MLB package and watch my team every night, if they want to see me in the Olympics, I feel as an athlete, especially the financial situation and how blessed we are to make the money we make on the field, if that's what the overwhelming public wants to see, then I feel like I have an obligation to fulfill that. And if an overwhelming poll says fans of Major League Baseball want to see them in the Olympics, why shouldn't we do something like that?
Let me jump in real quick because I don't know if Mike explain that to you correctly. Just so you know, Bryce Harper's complaining and saying he wants Major League Baseball players. Yeah, so I don't know if Mike said that correctly.
Yeah,
I took it out of context. I thought he was saying he didn't want them. No, I think as a player, we have the obligation to do what the fans want us to do. I mean, obviously, it's got to work within our schedule because we're expected to play a lot of games starting in spring training through the postseason. But if that's what the public wants, if that's what those sports fans want, as a major league player, I think we should give it to them.
Well, and again, let's also think about this. Where are the Olympics taking place? Japan, right? And we all know how big baseball is in Japan. And I think what Bryce Harper's argument is that if we're trying to grow this game and we want to make a real statement, Major League Baseball players should absolutely be in attendance at the Olympics. I agree 100%. And like you're saying, it's an honor. It's a privilege. We see the NBA guys play. We see all the other players play in different sports are playing as far as tennis goes, all of them. Why not have the best of the best? That's what the Olympics is all about, if you ask me. Have the best going against the best. And you know what? You may only get one opportunity at that for your whole lifetime. So I actually think Bryce Harper has a really, really good point. I want to ask you about this because we're almost up against the break here. And you said something about NBA basketball. And you said, you know, that they're kind of competing with the NFL, and they sort of compete with Major League Baseball a little bit because their seasons all kind of overlap a little bit. I actually think the NBA was looking forward to the opportunity to see how they would do head-to-head against baseball versus how they do head-to-head against the NFL football, because they come basically, we think about December, Christmas, as the time that you kind of turn the corner and that becomes NBA basketball time. So the question becomes, would they do better against Major League Baseball or do they do better against the NFL? What do you think, Brett?
You know, I think the NBA fans or the NBA fans, I think they're going to hold their own. But I do think, just strictly from a seasonal standpoint, I just think it's really tough. It would be like if baseball started in October, if that was opening day. I think it would be a tough dynamic to compete and overwhelm football, because those hardcore football fans, they're ready. Starting at the beginning of the NFL season, and they're the crossover baseball fans, but these are the hardcore football fans during the fall and the winter, when the baseball fans were kind of in hibernation. So I think any sport out of its normal dynamic, out of its normal season, is going to have a tough time competing with that. You know, summertime is going to be tough for NFL to compete with Major League Baseball, and vice versa. So I think the seasonal thing becomes a challenging thing for each and every sport.
No, I think it's a good point. And Scott just told me, he just mentioned about jersey sales are down a lot too. And you know what? People just aren't seeing those stars out on the fields, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever it is. They're just not seeing them, so they kind of forget about them. Hey, before we let you run, tell us something that you've done fun, man. Just give us a little hope here, Brett.
I've done nothing fun. Groundhog Day. We're starting to open up a little bit. We can go to the beaches here in California. I'm starting to see people out and about a little bit more. You know, a lot of people out walking, riding bikes. Like, you know, we mentioned on earlier shows. The cool part in all this, if there's a silver lining, is I think this has been great family time for a lot of families across this country to spend time, even if it's been forcibly with each other. I've gotten to spend a lot of time with my kids that I normally didn't, and I think that's a blessing. Like I said, I'm looking for silver linings. I'm looking for positive every day.
I agree, man. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week, Brett.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, always hangs out with us. I love talking to that guy. He's a wealth of knowledge. Anyways, got to take a pause for the cause. Mike and I will be back to continue talking about the lack of the sports world here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Wheeling. Gotta like that. Welcome back in. This is Dorf Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. Dorf, get at us. Different ways you can hit us up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. Can hit us up on Twitter, Mike. It's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Appreciate you checking us out on SB Nation Radio, wherever you may be, all over the globe. We appreciate you checking us out. We know you have choices, and quite frankly, right now, lots of your choices are limited. So get on board with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, right, Mike Wilson?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you got to get on board with us because we bring it every week, man, and we bring it out on our Facebook page as well at the Dorf on Sports Facebook page as well.
Speaking of which, we always have this time in the program where we kind of break things down a little bit, and I want to do this real fast before we get too far ahead of ourselves. Last Dance, baby, episode 7 and 8. Jordan, the Chicago Bulls dynasty, and everything that goes along with it. I mean, bro, it's great TV. And seriously.
Oh, absolutely, it's great TV. It's appointment television, as I would call it. So once again, it brings you back to the time when this team was the Beatles of the NBA. They were the rock show. They were the must-see team in the league with the must-see player of our generation and probably of all time in Michael Jordan. And it's just fun to watch, man.
Okay, I guess we got a caller, Richard Wheeling in West Virginia. Sorry, I misread what Scott was saying. Richard, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about the Olympics and Major League Baseball playing at it, maybe the NBA, I guess they do too. And you said, that's just fine, it's the best of the best. Maybe I might be living in the past, but I thought the Olympics were just specifically for amateurs. There weren't supposed to be any professionals in there. Now, I just don't like Major League Baseball or basketball. It ought to be separate. They shouldn't be in the Olympics. And if you put another sport like boxing, I think I'm going back a while with Teofilo Stevenson, the boxers in there. They didn't have any professionals. I don't know if they still had boxing in the Olympics or not, but I don't think they had professional fighters fighting in the Olympics. I think the Olympics should be, like I said, unless they're changing, it used to be for amateurs, not professionals in the Olympics.
So, Okay, so let me jump in, Richard, and I think you have a very good point. And what your point really is that in the USA, we started that way where we had amateurs. You know, you had the college guys playing basketball, and obviously it goes on down the lines with everything else, the swimmers, everything, you name it, whatever it is. But what happened is that all these other countries were bringing their professionals. So it only made sense for the USA then to counteract and have their professionals be allowed to play in these as well. And quite frankly, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm all about competition. I don't know about you, Richard. I don't know about Mike, but to me, it's all about competition. And when you compete at the highest level and you're Michael Phelps, I think you want to swim against the best people that are all over the world, because the guy was like a shark and he was destroying people. So I totally understand your point, but I think what happened is the rest of the world made it so that they brought their professionals, and the USA was getting beat those guys with their amateurs, so the USA felt some obligation to open it up to their professional athletes. Mike, am I correct on that?
Yeah, you're pretty correct. I've always kind of looked at the Olympics as, okay, yeah, there are countries that have for the longest time have brought their professionals, you know, especially, you know, when we talk about basketball, you know, basketball, I think, was the thing that broke the camel's back in terms of us putting the NBA players in there, because, you know, you had these guys, grown men, playing against these college kids. And so you had, I don't know, inferiority complex, so to speak, with our American basketball team. So it was inevitable that the basketball players, the NBA players, probably were going to be allowed in there.
Right.
But all these other athletes, I don't know how much of an amateur they really are. I mean, they have big sponsorships from Adidas, Nike. You know, and so they do get paid with their sponsorships and stuff. But, you know, I don't have a problem with NBA players, Major League Baseball players, or any other kind of professional athlete in there, because it is about the competition, you know. And
yeah,
you want best on best, and that's what anybody wants, is best on best. So, you know, have at it.
Let's keep it rolling with the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. Voice your opinion about what's going on in the sports world. Whatever's on your mind, it's always on our minds here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We now have Jim jumping on with us in California. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Actually, it's Texas, Andy. Hey,
Texas.
Mike, Texas. Longview, Texas, outside of Dallas. But hey, great segment with Brett Boone and his take on former player with baseball. I think, you know, just to cut it short, you know, you guys are saying how to give the fans what they want. I think the majority of the fans want to see it start back up again. I mean, I know there's a lot of logistics involved, but people are going stir crazy sitting in their homes, nothing live to watch. There's no reason that golf and tennis shouldn't be played right now. There's no reason. Play singles only in tennis. You'll come nowhere near your opponent.
Bill, I'm with you there. And hey, if you don't know, which I think you kind of do know, I'm an avid tennis player myself, Jim. And you know what? It kind of boggles my mind that you can't get out on the tennis courts right now in some cases. And I understand the whole aspect with fans and things like that. But again, like you're saying, I got news for you. I actually think watching tennis on TV is almost easier than watching it in real life, because your head is kind of moving back and forth with the ball and everything like that, whereas on TV you can just kind of watch it. I know the game is fast, but in general, viewing tennis is actually pretty easy on the eyes.
Exactly. That's why they only put one camera up in the middle of the court behind the baselines there. And I know you're a tennis guy, but here's some news for you, Andy. Knowing that I work in NCAA athletics, I got an email from the ITA this week, as did most athletic communications people, and you live right there in Arizona. Well,
yep.
The ITA's office is in Tempe, and they are starting to push for more of the summer circuit to get back up started again. They're just going to do away with doubles. So they want you know, to get the game back up and going again and just have singles. There would be no harm. The opponents don't even have to shake hands afterwards. There's three people on the court other than the ball boys. One
right.
opponent on one end on the court, and a judge sitting in a chair high above. Nobody would need to go near anyone to play that sport and for it to be televised. Nobody.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know where I'm going now. I'm going to try to rejuvenate myself and get my professional career back at it in the tennis ranks. But obviously, I'm kidding about that. And I do know who Jim is. Jim. If you don't mind, I'll say your last name, Jim McCurdy. And you're in the athletic world, so I know you're in college athletics. Where are you currently?
I'm in Texas, outside of Dallas, Andy. I left Barry, as you know, at the end of 2018 after 10 national championships there, four of which were in tennis, to try to be closer to my daughter. It got to a point with after two NCAA Elite Eight trips with basketball and 10 national championships that I'd felt like I needed to be closer to my daughter. So luckily I found something. It's a little smaller school. They're not as good in tennis. As I was at Barry, but it's a pay-for-play school. It's Division III here, and the men's tennis team is pretty good, but not quite the standards that I was at with all Americans left and right at Barry. Needless to say,
you also had that high flyer dunking kid from Barry U, right?
Right. This year, though, I will say this: the kid that I represented was the unanimous national player of the year in basketball. Unanimous National Player of the Year. I just sent something to the NCAA Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. They wanted his picture. It's going to be up in Kansas City in the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. College basketball experience in KC for a whole year at the end of this month. So his name is Nate West from Turner University, and he was a National Player of the Year. So that was pretty cool.
That's good stuff.
To be able to deal.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff. But, hey, let me ask you. I see that you. Well, I know this. You were born. Weren't you born in Michigan?
Yep.
So let me ask you, man. Any love for the Wolverines or Michigan State or any of those guys? Yes,
sorry.
I know.
Sorry. I grew up. My grandpa sat on Newt Rockne's lap. So
okay.
I'm a Notre Dame guy. And I was named after my grandpa. And he lived in South Bend. So, you know, I did a little grad work there after finishing up at Western Michigan. And that's where my heart lies. If I had to pick, I was a Michigan State person because of more family that went to Michigan State over Michigan.
So
I can't stand
the
arrogant people from Ann Arbor.
I don't have any ties to Michigan State or Michigan, but I do have ties to Thomas Cooley Law School, where my brother went to law school just outside of East Lansing, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so there you go, man. Hey, the 7 degrees of separation, man. We're all related somehow, some way, but I appreciate
baseball,
your call,
though,
Jim.
Andy. Baseball.
Yeah.
It needs to get going. Use the Taiwan and the Korean models. They're starting to let 1,000 fans into the game. They're spreading them out. I post something on Facebook. I know that we're friends on Facebook. We may not share the same political views, but we're definitely friends from the sports world that's connected. And I know this day, on a not to get too personal level, may hit you in other ways, but I've been thinking about you. So happy Mother's Day to all those people out there and you, Andy. Just know that baseball can get going again. The fans want it. Spread them out. Let some people pay for the regional MLB networks packages. Get concession stand workers working. Make them wear gloves and masks and deliver only to the seats. They can't stand in line at the concession stand. Have the greeters, you know, directing people where to go and limit the capacity of the stadiums to like 1/3%. People wouldn't even go near each other. And then they still have a semblance of like what they're doing over in Taiwan and letting at least 1,000 player or 1,000 fans in the game and give them the option. If they don't want to order food, let them bring in their own water or food. You know, if you're not going to play, you're not going to have any concessions anyway. So what's going to be the difference? Let them bring in their own food if they're too scared.
I think you got things figured out, to be honest with you, Jim. I like a lot of your takes. We may have to have you on a regular basis, man.
Well, Andy, you're just, you know, you're a friend of mine, and I know, you know, what's been going on in your world, and you're doing a great job. I love your show. You put Butch Estes on from Barry a couple years ago, the basketball coach that took us to the Elite Eight twice on a Sunday like this. And, you know, I appreciated all that. And, you know, thanks for being a good friend over the years, my friend.
Absolutely. And I appreciate those words you said to me about today, because obviously today is going to be different for me moving forward. So appreciate the call from Jim McCurdy, man. That's always cool stuff. I'm sorry, Mike, you weren't in the conversation all that much, but we'll come back. We'll do what we always do. We'll wrap things up with our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, always here for you live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you have nothing to do, or actually if you have something to do, make it an appointment to hang out with us Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We appreciate you checking us out on SB Nation Radio and however else you may be checking us out. And at this time, we give our parting shots. Mike, you are up, my friend.
All right. Well, look, I mean, it's Mother's Day, so I would be remiss if I didn't give my final take to all those moms out there. And doing the job that they did to raise us, even though you and I, you know, Dorf were probably pretty crazy kids, but, we made it through because of our because of our mothers. And it is also a double whammy for me because it is my wife's birthday today. So happy birthday, baby. It's going to be, you know, you're younger than me, but it's going to be a good day.
Beauty before age, my friend. Beauty before age in this case. And I want to say happy birthday to your lovely wife as well. So hopefully you guys have a good day, even though you're going to be limited to what you can do to a certain degree. But at the end of the day, you have each other. So that's the most important thing, to be honest with you. So happy birthday to your lovely wife. And you know what I got to say? Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. This is a new experience for me where I'm not going to be able to spend Mother's Day with my mom this year because she passed away. But quite frankly, I know that she would want me to continue to live my life and do things in the way that I do and just try to be a better person each and every day. And, you know, I said to my girlfriend, Mike, you know what? We got a new tradition starting now, and we're going to celebrate Mother's Day, and I'm going to honor you, and I'm going to do the best that I can to obviously show you how much I appreciate you, and even if your kids don't, I appreciate you. So, look, this is for the mothers today. It's obviously a Dorfon Sports show that we're dedicating to all the great mothers out there. So for Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, who joined us, for Brett Boone, who joined us, and my buddy Jim McCurdy, who called in. I appreciate all you guys. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
Gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorfon Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.